The NIS gets its monies from two sources. One, contribution income. Two, investment income. In the early days of the insurer of the NIS, before you begin to have a lot of people coming towards becoming, as the system matures, you have more people getting pension benefits. So that the contribution income easily paid for the pension benefits. As the system matures, the benefits paid out are more than the contribution income. So you then have to go to the second source, investment income. But in the last 2 years, as you know, globally, investment went haywire. So there were the earnings on investments, the investment portfolio overseas, which is the bulk of the investment of the NIS, did not perform in the way it has performed historically. It's picking up back again. So you had to go from the investment. There was insufficient amount of money from contribution and investment income for that year. So you had to go to the reserve fund to take money to pay the benefits.